Well, good morning. We're grateful that we're able to come to you by way of recording. Judy and I are certainly in need of your prayers, as we've been exposed to somebody with COVID, and we've been asked to quarantine until, I think, Tuesday or so of next week. The good news is we're feeling okay, but we always come to a special time in our service, both in church and also on the online service. And there's a lot of people around the world in our own country, things that are really crazy going on, that need prayer. These natural disasters are really something. Hurricane Ida is just devastated all the way up into the northeast, and flooding and all kind of crazy stuff. And then you have hurricanes forming here, there, and yonder around the world. And I've been thinking, why does God allow these things anyhow? Why does he allow all these hurricanes and tsunamis and tragedies? People wonder. These kind of things cause people to question God's goodness. Is he really a good God? It's distressing that natural disasters are often termed as an act of God. And the insurance companies do that too. They're just an act of God. And they give no credit to God for the years and or decades or even centuries of peaceful weather. God created the whole universe and the laws of nature. And most natural disasters are a result of these laws at work. Hurricanes, typhoons, tornadoes, and all that. I thank God for all the weather people, the ones that we can't control the weather. We know that, but we're getting pretty good at predicting the weather or forecasting the weather and looking at the news weather forecasters, and they get all these things with the wind patterns and all the arrows, and it's just fascinating. But could God prevent natural disasters? Absolutely. Does God sometimes influence the weather? Yeah, I think he does. We've seen that in other portions of Scripture. In the same way that God allows evil people to commit evil acts, we are, after all, created with a free will, not only in our personal life, but in our corporate life. So we can understand why natural disasters occur. And what we do not understand is why God allows them. Why did God allow that tsunami some years ago in Asia? Why does God allow hurricanes to destroy homes of thousands of people? We see it on television every day. And for one thing, such events shake our confidence in life and force us to think about eternity. If we only had, you heard me say this before, we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the promise, hope of his coming again. We have eternal life. Churches are usually filled right after natural disasters, as people do realize how tenuous our lives really are. So what we do know is this: God is good. Many amazing miracles occur during natural disasters. People bravely helping one another. It's just fascinating to see. But Christian ministries have the opportunity to help and minister and counsel and pray and lead people to the saving faith in Jesus Christ and to bring about good out of these terrible tragedies that take place. Not to make light of it, but Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God and called according to his will and purpose. And so we hang on to that. There's a lot of people that are in need of prayer. Tina and Travis are out this week. They're traveling. Tina is with her family down in St. George Island, and Travis went all the way down to see his son, Brandon. So there's a lot of people that with traveling mercies and different things. And there's always something to encourage somebody about, and prayer is certainly that, where we can encourage one another in the faith. So with that, I would like to just to close with the prayer that we always pray, because it's the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. At the end of their ministry day, they would get around and most likely sit around a campfire and eat. Then at the end of the day, Jesus would go off by himself, and they were always puzzled. Jesus, why do you go off by yourself after we eat? Now, these are my words, not his, but I think he said, well, you know, I am God in this human body. So since I am in this human body with you guys, I get tired too. And we have to eat, and I have to have a little bit of rest. But then I also need to take time to talk to the Father. And he said, talk to the Father? Can we talk to the Father? Yeah, you can. And he taught the disciples this prayer that we use for a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. May God add his blessings to our time together today, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.